Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, April the 26th, and welcome to our commentary. You know, before we go into some of the current events, I just learned here in the last hour or so that Vice President Harris has come down with COVID. Now, this is fascinating. I think this is the second time that she's had COVID this year. So that's interesting. And we've also learned that Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor in Texas, he's the Democrat candidate, he's also come down with COVID here in the last day or so. So it's just fascinating, you know, what's going on out there. COVID, going after people who've already had COVID, has always been kind of a fascinating thing to me. Now, hopefully, we hope that the vice president and Beto O'Rourke recover from COVID. But it is interesting to me how people who are vaccinated continue to be victims of this terrible thing. Now, I am vaccinated. I'm not against vaccination, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I am vaccinated. But it is interesting how people who are vaccinated have come down with COVID in huge numbers. I don't know what it means. It's just interesting to me. Well, let's talk a little bit about Twitter, because Twitter is the story everywhere you turn, whether it's the business pages and whatever deal Elon Musk was able to get, or the political side of the story. Of course, you've got people in the left who are just freaking out. I've never seen anything like this before. You know, you got people quitting, employees who are threatening to quit. You have the usual, we're going to move to Canada, of liberals. They always say that, by the way. We're still waiting for, remember all of those liberals who are going to move to Canada if George W. Bush was reelected? Remember those? Remember all of those? Well, they never went to Canada. They stayed here because that was just mindless sentiment that they expressed during that particular campaign. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for a bunch of people to say they're going to move to another country if Elon Musk bought Twitter. Well, he did. He has. He is running Twitter now. And what exactly it means, I guess time will tell. Now, I've said it before. I have no dog in this race. I don't really care one way or the other who owns Twitter. I think it's in the best interest of Twitter and the country to have a forum where people can exchange ideas without fear of being cancellation. I also think it's extremely stupid for Twitter to deny President Trump access to Twitter. But at the same time, the president of Cuba, the president of Venezuela, the president of Russia, the leader of Iran, all of those people have Twitter accounts and they're not restricted. So, you know, you have to wonder who exactly is doing the fact checking over at Twitter, because it seems like, or at least over the last few years, and I'm sure all of you remember the Hunter Biden story with the New York Post, it seems that over the last few years, all of the censoring, all of the censorship, I should say, has been going in one direction. And that is why a lot of people like me decided to drop out of Twitter. Now, if Elon Musk is able to turn Twitter into a serious place where people can exchange ideas, well, I'm all for that. And if that's what happens, I'll be in there, as I've been before. But something had to give in Twitter. It had become, frankly, a combination of just garbage, that is, every crazy garbage idea in the world, and also a place where certain points of view were restricted. And if you were coming from the right, you were very likely going to be canceled. Look what happened to the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee is a satire, and they were canceled. They were canceled. So, let's get back to freedom of speech. And if that's what Elon Musk has in mind, listen, I'm all for that. I wish him the very, very best. Now, there's some talk that President Trump will come back to Twitter. I guess if he does, that's okay with me. If he doesn't, it's okay with me too. But I understand, of course, President Trump has his own website or whatever it's called, Truth, I think it's called Truth Social, I think. And that apparently is doing quite well, building up quite a following. So he may decide not to go back to Twitter, but I'm telling you, he had 75 million followers. So when you've got that kind of a following, it's tough not to come back with that many people following you. But we'll see how it plays out. As I say, I don't necessarily care one way or the other if President Trump comes back. If he does, that's great. If he doesn't, that's okay. That's okay, too. Well, I have a post. I have a post today at the American Thinker about what is happening with Hunter Biden and President Biden. The New York Post has a story. You know, you may remember that it was the New York Post that started this in October of 2020. They ran that big story about the laptop that they had found and information in that laptop that was negative to Biden and potentially to President Biden. As you recall, Twitter and some of the other organizations, as well as frankly other media, decided not to cover the story. They simply said, we're not going to get into the story. And the American people were denied the opportunity to hear about the story, particularly in the presidential debates, where Joe Biden was able to basically get around the story, simply saying that this was a discredited story and so on. Well, apparently there's something there because the New York Post, actually I saw this in the Daily Mail out of the UK, that there's apparently information that some of Hunter Biden's partners or business associates did meet with then Vice President Biden in the White House. Now, exactly what they talked about and so on, we don't know that. That's going to be coming out in the investigation. Well, when President Biden says that he didn't know anything about what his son was doing, the business deals, that is, that his son was involved in, that doesn't pass the smell test. Not anymore. That just doesn't pass the smell test. And now you have a situation where the President of the United States, I mean, now it's possible that he didn't know what was going on. It's possible that he didn't care to know what was going on. Neither one of those two are very good, that he didn't know or didn't care to know. It's not good when you're the president or the vice president of the United States. Look, when you're in a position of authority, you know that people in your family or some people in your family are going to try to use your name. So you got to come down very hard on those people and say, no, you're not going to do it. But here it looks like the president didn't know, claims he didn't know, even though he was meeting with some of the people, says that he never heard anything about it, which is, again, does not pass the smell test. But there's another possibility, too, and that's what I wrote in my post. I think there is, in fact, a very good chance that President Biden does not remember. Because if you look at his situation here lately, his physical appearances and some of the ways that he's been presenting information, you know, he doesn't look very coherent at times. And I think it's possible that he doesn't remember simply because he doesn't remember, because he's getting old. And that's why I don't know of any other way of fixing this problem other than having a special counsel. And that's where the Attorney General is going to have to come in and do that. It's the only way, I think, that the American people are going to really come to terms with the reality of this. So I think a special counsel, even though the Attorney General may not want to do it, he may be forced to do it by the reality or the magnitude of the story. Look, when the President of the United States says, no, I didn't know what my son was doing, but you have entries that people were meeting with him in the White House, there's a problem. There's a problem here. And you got to have a special counsel to take a look at that discrepancy. Well, I think one of those stories that just absolutely overwhelms you is the story that I just read about the newly reelected president of France, President Macron. He defeated on Sunday. Now, as I've said many times, I don't really care who won or lost that election because I don't think it matters. France is a country in decay. France is a country that, frankly, for the time being, for the medium term and for many years, is going to be a, a very difficult economy because of all the labor and regulations and taxes. It is a country that is going to have a very difficult time getting anything done. So it doesn't really matter who wins that election. I think there's also a growing sentiment in France when you talk to people that the French people are losing their identity, and the country is being overwhelmed by outside forces and all of that. So that's why I don't really care that much who won that election, because I don't think it really matters. I don't think France is going to change that much. But I bring up President or reelected President Macron because something very funny happened on Sunday night. You know, President Biden called President Macron to congratulate him, you know, which is routine. This is what leaders do. And apparently President Macron was too busy at a, you know, reelection party or celebration party to take the call. So he didn't take the call from the President of the United States. I guess they spoke the next day. And I find that amazing. I just find that amazing. And if you really want to find out what the world thinks of Joe Biden, that's your best example right there. I think Macron thinks that Biden is irrelevant. And I think he probably wants to stay away from Biden because he believes that Biden would not help his brand, his political brand, in international affairs. So what do they think of the President of the United States? Well, can't tell you any more than that. They wouldn't take his phone call. And that's not the first time, by the way, that this has happened. A few months ago, some leaders in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and some of the other countries, would not take his phone call either. So something is going on with the image of the President of the United States, and it's not good. I can tell you, it is not good at all. Well, we're having a beautiful, absolutely beautiful spring day here in the Dallas area. I hope you are too, and we'll talk to you the next time. This is Silvio Cantu in Dallas, and have a great day.